The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas First, General Insurance Company, Bank of the Bahamas, Burger King, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, Tampa General Hospital, and Wendy's.
And good afternoon, good day. Welcome to Z Live here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Yes, this is your boy Pearly in the house again. Yep, filling in for Shivago today, and I'm so good to be here with you on a beautiful but hot Wednesday midday. So let's buckle up. Let's get to it. If you want to talk to me, you can call me at 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259 or toll free 242-300-5720. And of course, please text powered by BTC 4224796. Let's get right to it today. You know, on the BJ. Oh, Lord of mercy. You know, the topic is BPL. We're still talking about it. Many of us have been in heat and hot and listening and reading the papers today and looking at everything the Guardian is saying, BPL and BGC urge energy conservation, Tribune, BPL power failures, a sign of deeper issues. You know, when they tell you something, that ain't at all. It could be much worse than that. And I'm concerned. And I'm concerned that we could get to a point that the whole island on electricity for days like been hurricane it. And I wish they would just... Anyway, let me behave myself. Let me be nice. Let me be courteous, and let me ask, are we conserving energy in terms of, are we paying attention and turning off the lights? Like me, only one light is beyond, my front porch light and my TV, that's it. I ain't turning my TV off now because I've got to watch sports, you know, I like my sports. But I've been conserving energy when I got this stupid light bill. When I say stupid, I mean really high light bill, so I decided that I would conserve energy. I'll keep sitting in my living room in darkness. Might have the bathroom light on once in a while, but try to and that's the front porch light on outside. I try to conserve the energy as best as possible. My own was more to get my light bill down, and which effectively I was able to get it down. Never down enough, but I got it down. Changed my light bulbs to some LED light bulbs, energy saving light bulbs, to help give better light, but also to help cut my bill down. That's work. I unplug. I read an article, or actually something, you know, I'm a TikTok guy too. I saw somebody was saying, you leave things plugged in, it's still using energy. So it's still, if it's plugged in, if your TV's plugged in, your radio's plugged in, your microwave plugged in, it's still burning some energy. So what I've done was a couple of things. I've got a couple of strips. So what I do is, when I'm not in the kitchen, I got my three air fryers. I turn off the strips so there's no power running to them, to my microwave. I have no power running to them. The only thing in the kitchen that would be powered is my refrigerator. You don't want to turn that off. I flip the strip off to turn the TV off I keep the internet piece one on and on a different strip, and I turn the TV off. Pull out plugs. I can't afford to lose that TV, so pull out plugs in case some, you know, because one time the lights went off, came on. So pull out the plugs as well for the red. Trying the best as possible to cut down the energy. But when you see that, you know, they're telling you, sit on the beach to reduce electricity load. Sit on the beach. Is it safe? So is the police going to give us more patrols on the beach to make sure people are safe out there? Why do we have to resort to that? It don't make no sense. I guess that's only in the night you can do that. Because You try going that water, go out on Long Wharf, and try going that water 2 or 3 o'clock in the day. You can make souse out yourself. The water's very warm. The sun is hot. It's hot out there. So you really don't go in the water. Like, if I go on the beach, I really don't go in the water till like 7 o'clock when it's cooler. All right? But I understand in the evenings you could go there. It's nice when after the hurricane, the whole beach used to be packed with cars out there. People just enjoying the cool breeze coming off. All right? So I would recommend that we do that. I would recommend, but going out there in the middle of the day, anyway, let me read this text, because I trying to stay out, don't get myself in trouble. So, he's saying he can't hear me at all? That's a text is saying, I don't know, you could check it out. Let's take this call and see what this call is saying. Call you on the air, how you doing?
I'm calling, I can't hear the volume of the host.
Okay. Is there, you listen?
I can hear commercials loud.
Uh-huh.
When the news was on, the host come on, I can't hear nothing.
Okay, so what about now? Are you hearing me on the TV? Are you listening, watching on TV or radio?
TV.
Are you hearing me now?
I can hear you. I'm talking about the host.
I'm the host. So I hope you can hear me.
Oh, you're the host. Oh, it was pearly. Pearly.
Yeah.
So I can hear you, but all I said, I feel like hear you. I love you, pearly.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
Second the words.
Okay.
But I can hear you a little bit better now.
Okay.
I call from Andros. I literally hear you from Blanketstown, Andros.
No, Nicholstown. Okay. Wonderful.
Blanketstown.
Okay. How's everything going? Is your power, your electricity? You have it now, but are you losing electricity throughout the days or any?
Sunday, we was off for 8 hours.
Wow. Okay.
Not Sunday. Yesterday,
Tuesday. Okay.
Monday. Yeah, yesterday was off 8 hours.
Is it regular Monday. Or that was just, that's the first time in a bit?
Now, that isn't regular. That isn't regular.
Okay.
We was off for an hour this morning.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Bombed at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
But I am mean, so I'm right.
Well, I so appreciate you listening. Keep listening and don't hesitate to call in if you have something you want to say, okay?
Well, yeah, listen to you when you're naughty also, I like you, man.
Appreciate that so much. Thank you so much.
Hey,
way to go.
All right. There you go.
Take time.
I'm a Dallas Cowboy, like naughty.
I ain't going to hold a lot against you then. I ain't going to hold a lot against you.
Talk to you later, buddy.
Take care, my brother. Take care of yourself. Let's read the text here. Online app volume is back on. Cool. Thank you so much. So if I understand you correctly, all we need to do is some allspice and lime, jump in the water, and we could get a pot of sauce and Long Wharf. Enough salt there too. Shouldn't need that. Let's take this next call, Mr. Producer. Callie on the air, how you doing?
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi.
All is well.
I know you're complaining too much.
Listen, yeah, they want us done, but pull out this and pull out that, right? There's been no change. So I just allow everything to run in my place. I don't pull out nothing.
You don't pull out nothing?
What you can pull out for, and you build me is the same.
But you know, one of the reasons I pull out the plugs in the house is because the inconsistency, electricity, but came and coming on and coming off and surge. I can't afford to lose my right now.
All right, let me tell you something. That press conference BPL guys put out the other day, it's a national disaster. You got to prep yourself when you come to speak publicly, man. The world had them foolishness you run out with. You understand me?
I understand what you're saying.
We say we get through the soul summer, right?
Uh-huh.
Things happen. We understand that, but you can't go on international TV and everybody's talking a bunch of foolishness, you know?
Uh-huh.
But that's just the way it is.
You got to
brief yourself now. Be brief before you go live. You know, so you can respond properly and professionally, but you can't go there talking them kind of foolish thing.
Well, I would think these are qualified, educated people in this field and understand what they're talking about. I don't know if it's just the presentation, but I understand the point you're raising.
Right, that didn't make no sense at all, you know, but it is what it is, you know what I mean? But what really need to happen is we need to go back to the old style, try that for a while, you know, go back to reading meters. Where people read, come around and read meters back in the day, especially on the Family Islands, where we are. And because I made them over 2 months, and my bill higher when I was there. And all when I leave the house, only me one. I leave the house. I only put out everything. Only be wrong with my solar lights.
Okay.
And my bill is. I don't understand that. You know, I don't know what they're doing with these bills.
But you know, if you question the bill, you have a right to go into BPL and ask them to. And see, I had a friend the other day. His bill was pretty low for 1 month. Then the next month it was like, he couldn't understand. I said, told him, go ahead and write down the numbers on your meter. And then go to BPL and see what numbers they have and compare. I mean, he found out that they had guesstimated or estimated this bill, and he was able to
work
it
out. Yeah. Anyway, my boy, you take care, man.
I appreciate the call. Take care yourself.
Okay. Everybody,
get another caller here and there. Caller on there, how you doing?
Good day, sir.
Hi.
It's sad to say that the little boy would get mauling and Bimini.
Yes.
It's sad to say that it takes the American to go through these situations, but when behemoths go through the same situation, nothing has happened. Like, for instance, the judge would give the man 1 year and ask to kill the dog. But when it happened to behemoth people, like, the police don't even respond when you calling them and telling them about your neighbor's dog and the dog attack. Nothing has happened. But as soon as you hear about America,
a tourist,
the dog and the man get a year. Uh-huh. It's so sad to know that the court system in this country has just let behemoths down, and the police system has just let behemoths down. So, what do you think about that?
When all else fails, you dare. I try to best answer this question for you. I hear your point. I understand what you're trying to say, and I understand how you feel.
Nothing has happened for behemoths.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that because I could give you stories on top of stories.
When it comes to the law in this country, they only look for foreigners. Behemoths just get the worst part of the stick.
Maybe.
If I were to say something, it would have been bad. But it's really horrible in this country the way they treat behemoths. The law enforcement, the court, the judicial system, it's horrible in this country towards behemoths.
Well,
they don't make no law for behemoths.
And we need to stop sitting down and allow it to happen, right? Stand up.
Yeah, well,
stand
we
up for your rights.
Start standing up for our countrymen and stop letting the government just do anything to us and getting away with it.
Well,
thank you very much,
sir. Thank you, my brother. He had another call on the line. Caller, how you doing? Listen to the, don't listen to the radio. Listen to your phone.
Let me turn my radio down. I won't.
Talk to me.
I want to talk to the gentleman.
All right, but you can talk to me, but you got to listen to the phone. Turn your radio down. You know, call me right back, okay? Call me right back. She put me on hold. The producer, she put me on hold. Let me, gotta love it. Ronnie Butler had the best song. Them people are mine. I know them long time. Good day, Mr. Pearly. Why are you doing all of that in 2026? We live in the Bahamas where the only time we have... Are you comforted by the fluff coming out of the office of Bull? I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable with what I'm saying. I don't feel good about it. And I don't think we have the full story. I don't think that they're telling us exactly everything that's going on. I appreciate that they have a press conference. I appreciate that BPL and BGC came out together in a joint press conference. I appreciate all of that. But I still don't think we're getting everything. I could be wrong. I can be corrected. And if I am, I would welcome correction and say, hey, I'm a big man and say, hey, I'm corrected. But I'm not comfortable. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Is this Pearly?
In the flesh.
Pearly, you only got a voice at all, man. I can't hear the volume.
But it's on your end because I'm being told by a number of people it's okay. Check you. I don't know. Turn it up. I don't know. But everybody.
And I call them a free board.
I've gotten a number of texts saying you're fine. You're on air. You're okay. And people are calling in. And when the lady calls, it's not going to hear it in the background.
Why? Mine's up to 100.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
You heard, man.
All right. I do apologize.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Mr. Producer, I don't know what you can say about that. Next caller, please. Call you on the air. How you doing? Ma'am, hello. Do not listen to your radio. Do not listen to your television. There is a delay. Listen to your phone. When you call in, turn your radio or your television down so that we can hear you, so you can hear me properly, and don't wait for the delay, okay? Got it? Turn radio down. Listen to phone. Okay, call you on the air. How you doing?
Hey, Pully, I'm good, man. And you, sir?
You know, just complaining. I thank God for life. Every day I wake up, I thank God for waking me up another day.
Amen. Pully, I don't want to make this about another talk show, right? And I know. But Dwight had on the...
Dwight is a good man, so you can make anything but his talk show. He's a good man.
This morning. And there's a guy who always called, I think his name is Sancho, and he was trying to explain about these EVs and whatnot, and the amount, the impact that they would be having on the grid. And even the Bible says that, you know, you can learn from a child. I think, and I tried to get him, but I couldn't get it. That, you know, at least listen to what he was saying.
Okay.
And all he was trying to say, that according to one of the owners, that these EVs, they pull about 250 kilowatt hours per month, right? And he was saying, based on this woman's analogy, which I don't believe, I believe there are more than 2,500 EVs on the island of New Providence. I don't believe it's only 2,500. Multiply that, let's say take an average of 3,000. You multiply 250 watts, kilowatt by 3,000. I think you get like maybe 750,000 kilowatt hours. All of that is being added to the grid every month. And like Mr. Roll was saying, right, they were asking for BPL to come in and do an audit of these businesses so that the audit will determine how much power, what you're using, where to conserve, and so on and so forth. And I think all the young man is trying to get across to Dwight is that, you know, BPL, right, like any other company, you know, you have to know what you're dealing with. What is impacting your grid and so on and so forth? And you know, at least listen to him and to give, but all of us have our biases. Oh, he's against EVs and not. No, he was just trying to explain. Okay, every little bit impacts the grid. All of the buildings that they're doing in the West, you go out Lyford Key area now, all of those new subdivisions, that is adding to the grid.
Yeah, but I have to agree with the Dwight on this one. And let me tell you why. I'm kind of agreeing with Dwight on this. And let me tell you why. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, let's say there are 3,000 EVs, electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. Let's say there are 3,000. They're not all charging the same time.
But they all charge, but at the end of the month, they all add up.
Yeah, but you don't have, and that's for simplicity purposes, you don't have 10 kilowatts of total power, and as you use it, it goes down to 6, and the 7, and the 8, down to 0. What it is that is what's being used at that time. So 3,000 EVs are not charging the same time. So I find that...
But people charge when?
Not
the end of the week, right?
Some people charge on Mondays. And my son has a car. He charges sometimes through the week. My other son has one. He charges all days whenever he runs down. But it's not everybody charging on a Friday.
Hello?
I'm listening. Can I? Oh, I guess we lost him.
Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead and talk.
Yeah, no, sorry. This BTC phone, man. But what I'm saying, however time that you charge, Pearly, all of that. I mean, it's just like if you're doing an audit of something, whether you spend 5 cents, whether you spend 10 cents, whether you spend $100, all of that has to be accounted for at the end of the period.
Yeah, but it has to be accounted for, but it's not adding up the same. 10 kilowatts are being used, and it's what's used at that particular time. How many? Because there's a consistent amount of kilowatts. This is what is being used at that time. Call me back.
I can try to call you back.
Call me back. Call me back.
Like, I keep going in and out.
Okay, call me back. Let's take this next call, Mr. Producer. Call you on the air. How you doing?
What's up, boy?
Can you hear me okay? You can hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, super. Okay. Let's talk.
I tried to have the same conversation with Dwight a couple of weeks ago.
I'm listening.
And, I don't know what triggered him. But at the end of near the end of the program, you know, Laverne had to tell him to back off and ease up.
But I can't let you come on my show and dog my boss, right? So
No, I
can't let you do that, right?
I understand
the point you're trying to raise. And I understand.
No.
Go ahead. Let me listen to you. I can listen to you. Go ahead.
Okay. See, okay. There is a particular, I call it the status quo.
I'm listening.
Anytime you raise a question that impacts the status quo, some talk show hosts, they get triggered. Now, we know current is going off now and then all over the island, right?
Uh-huh.
But some of the people in this country and PLP.
Why are we making this political, man? Go ahead.
Okay. The members of the status quo in this country, right? They know where all the money has gone in the past 50 years.
They do?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Okay. If you in a country where your political connections seriously impact your lifestyle.
Okay.
Or PLP. And both of you are in different parties, but you are affected by the same circumstances, you go find a way to work together. No, that's just human nature. Okay,
anyway, I can let you go a little further with this.
Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah. See, our problem, as citizens, we don't fully understand the game yet. Okay, and it is a game. Okay, now we are on the other end of the game.
And this is your opinion, so I can let you get a little further with this.
It's my opinion, but I make up a percentage of the majority of persons who pay the bills in this country.
I think all of us pay our bills, so all of us are part.
But you would have to agree that some persons in the country benefit from the public treasury more than others, especially if they are not self-employed.
Go ahead.
Okay, see, because I think, you know, in the long run, this is all good for us as a country.
How
we
is
get
that?
To understand what's going on across the board.
Uh-huh.
And if we, see, because when we go ahead, we have to take into consideration that the persons we elect may not be on our side all the time. They have priorities just like we have priorities. You know, it's kind of nuanced, you know, and you know it kind of causes guys. It causes political types to get on edge, you know, as you attempt to tell them what's happening and what you know what is happening in the country and among the persons who really hurting, you know. But I think, you know, we're going to get there.
Okay.
One day.
All right.
Now.
Okay.
It'll be soon.
All right. That one went way over my head. Mr. Medusa, let's take our first break. Get your breath here. You're listening to Z Live here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Pearly filling in for Shivago today. You call us, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I'll be taking your calls.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BEMC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700, Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers for every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
At Everybody Wins Live, the winning is bigger. The action is hotter. At Zops, we're giving away thousands in cash and free spins every month through our high-paying casino tournament. From Spin-Off to Spin Rush to our high-energy slot race tournament, your next spin can turn into your next payday. But that's not all. Lottery players can chase the jackpot, where every $10 lottery spend gets you one step closer to bursting the next jackpot. Will you be our next winner? What are you waiting for? Visit Everybody Wins Live to see all the ways you can cash in.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back to Z Live here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is your boy Brilly in the house. Before we get going, I get a shout out. I am so happy. My good cousin Pete, all the way in Fort Lauderdale, listening. I want to say good afternoon. My brother, so good that you're listening. My cousin Venencia as well. Thank you so much. Call on. So that caller don't want to talk to me anymore, Mr. Producer. Let's try the next one. Call you on there. How you doing? So sorry, callers. Call back. I do apologize for making you wait so long. But give me a call right back if you want to talk. I'd be more than happy to take your call. Let's get into a couple of these texts. What is one here saying? Pearly, the volume on the app is normal. The volume on your non-friendly website is horrible. Okay. IT is checking into that. Pearly, I'm listening to you all on my way. By way of my cell phone, I can hear you loud and clear. Excellent job. Thank you so much. We got another call on the line. All this nonsense about the effect of VVs, when the effect of a water heater or central A pulls more current, it looks like misinformation is the norm. Let's take this next caller, Mr. Producer. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Do you know... I'm just going to throw this out there. Do you know water and sewage is not running at its full capacity right now?
You know something? My girlfriend was telling me, I was on the phone talking, and she was telling me that after 10, her water goes to dribble, and she's out east, and it's very inconsistent.
But they have water.
Yeah.
They have water. We don't barge no water in no more. We got a real sophisticated plant.
Yeah.
Push the water to the system the way we would like to. Do you know we still have a festus pipe inside the ground with water into it?
Now, I know they changed a lot of it. In particular, when they did the road project on Robinson Road going out east, out to Fox Hill Road and out east there, I know they changed a lot of the pipes from that hard pipes into PVC pipes. So I know.
Hard pipes, right?
Yeah. And I remember at the time, the member of parliament for Lukaya, Nico Grant was Minister of Works, and he brought into the house a piece of the pipe, and it was a 16-inch pipe, and maybe had about 2 inches of space, the grud and the stuff in it. So maybe water and sewage needs to take a serious look about doing some more pipe change. But I know they've been changing a lot of PVC pipes into the PVC pipes. So hopefully they get it right.
They spend a lot of money, the government, the Bahamian people, spend a lot of money on water and sewage, and it still isn't running at 100%. And how long has it been now? From when Ingram was in power last, Ingram took the cheapest way out. We needed it, but Ingram knew what we had to do to the water, to the BEC plant.
Yeah.
But he took the cheapest way out.
Okay.
He did the water. He did as much as he wanted. We came in. PLP did their part with changing the water lines to the people's house. But those side corners and stuff, we still have a lot of work to do. I said that to say this. BPL has a lot of work to do.
We know that. And I think as a people, we know that.
They shouldn't tell the Bahamian people like this an overnight project. This just they're. Boy, when you see the Bahamian people make a song with you, consider it over.
Well, They got we still got to wait another 4.5 years, so it ain't nothing over yet.
And I hope they redeem themselves. I really hope they redeem themselves. People put them in power to show us that they could do the job,
yeah.
Do a very good job.
Yeah.
BPL, I understand what the guy was saying this morning.
But help me, help me on this.
Hotels are cutting back. They're setting their air condition at a certain temperature. When the guest is not in there, they're turning lights off a certain rate. I'm taking as much stuff off the grid as possible. My
yeah.
water heater. My next phase is to take my AC off. I don't want to run my whole thing because I don't think I could afford it, but I'm going to bring it on in phases.
Okay.
To get off the grid. And I suggest the Bahamian people, if you want to argue, hey, we have all kinds of stuff to argue. Who ain't doing the job right? Who doing the job right? But every person, this is an every person problem. You know, inside the UK, people are dying of the heat.
Yeah, in Europe. In Europe, you have
because
of heat.
They can't afford AC.
Yeah.
Some of them can't afford AC. They go there.
Yeah.
And we are and someone mentioned about China this morning. China have nuclear plant, and they have one of the largest man-made waterfall that generate electricity. You can't put us on a scale as China. I don't know why we are.
No, we have that money.
We put ourselves on these massive countries, and we want a small country. We want to be running in power with. We want to be running on the side of them, and we don't have the facilities to even.
You know, Bahamians, we like things. We like the nice and the best of everything. And I mean, I'm not blaming us for that. I'm not condemning us for that. But that's what we expect. We expect the best of everything. That's what we've been used to.
You had somebody who just called your talk show talking about the crime and the government is treating foreigners better than when it comes down to crime. Do you know a lot of these crimes, we know who do it and we don't say anything?
Nope, we don't. We're quiet.
So, don't you think that will have some kind of cost in crime if people feel that we have a system in where people are protected if they bring forth evidence?
You opening up a whole new can of worms because we had a person who was a witness who was killed some time back. And so there's a concern, people.
That's right. I talked to some friends of mine, and I cut one of my good buddies off because of what he said. I said, if you see someone doing something to my mother, you wouldn't come to me and say, but I ain't no sense, I ain't getting on that run. I said, but that's my mother, but you think I'll do the same thing? With your mother.
That's how we think, and we have the and I give the government, and when I say the government, I mean PLPF, and I just mean the government credit, and particularly the police force. We're doing crime stoppers and crime tips where you can call in anonymously. But people, I don't know how many people using that per se. People just afraid.
I said that to say we all have to be citizens and knowing how to make our country better.
Yeah.
If you know we having problems with our grid system, you can have every TV on inside your house.
That's being inconsiderate.
You know, I mean, you can run everything. You can be wasteful. And we as Bahamians, we are very wasteful. Now, I'm not finding excuses.
Yeah, I understand
but
what you're saying.
But it has to come a time when we nationalize ourselves and come together and say, buddy, this is what we got to do to survive.
This is what
we have to do.
Yeah, we got to stop being selfish and think it's just about me, and think it's about the country. I think John F. Kennedy said, don't ask what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
And that needs to be nailed in our head.
Yeah.
It needs to be nailed how you could better your country. And I heard the electric cars and all that other stuff, man. Bro, I mean, at a certain time, we got to say, if everybody be home at a certain time, we got to do what is right to try and see how we could. Don't even look at it as saving the government or saving BPS.
Yep.
Look at it as how I could crack down on my electricity bill at the end of the day. Look at it that way.
Turn off. You don't need no water heater in August. The water coming out of the pipes nice and warm if you need warm water.
I'm telling you.
You don't need no water heater. So anybody who got a bed in hot water, oh boy, you bad.
I'm telling you. Right now, my water heater, which is cheaper for me to turn over, I went to propane.
Okay.
Propane water heater.
I know some people who do that.
It's cheaper than the electric. Like I say, I'm trying to take as much stuff off the grid as possible.
Yes,
my next phase is at least have one AC running on solo power.
Okay.
At the end of the day, everybody go in mommy and daddy room and we watch TV and we still in air condition.
Yeah, well, I don't turn my AC on until like maybe time, but maybe 15 minutes before I go to bed.
Well, I turn my AC, my wife wouldn't allow me to do that. The minute she gets home by after 5, my AC on. I wish. she's going to her stage.
Happy wife, happy life, my brother.
You better believe it.
Thank
she
you.
Wouldn't allow me to do that. That's, I will be out there in the heat.
I know that is.
On the pop.
Hey, thanks for calling. I appreciate
nice
that.
Show, man.
All right. Need a text quick. Hello, nice topic. That caller with the speech defect is always right, and his commentary is intelligent. I call you on there. How you doing? Read another text. That caller dropped off. But it says here, BGC was negotiated to be a team of experts with decades long experience running power plants. That was the rationale we were given for Pike getting an extremely unusual 60% shares with zero capital investment. BGC is not what we have in some smart people with no experience running power plants, hence the disaster. BGC literally serves no purpose, is costing us millions, extracting guaranteed revenue from BEC is ungodly. What don't these problems is with that EVs use some power, dryers also use powers about half that of EVs. There are likely 100,000 plus dryers in the country. Electricity dryers use up on the weekends. Should we stop using dryers? Is Cayman Power collapsing? Crime Stoppers was a private initiative. Okay, thank you. I'm not certain if the government has finally given them any subsidies. Next text says, I am paying my bills. Then I could cut whatever I want in my house. Let them cut off all those lights in those schools while schools are closed. I hear you, Texter. I hear you, but you could say that, and yes, we all pay our bills, but if we ain't got no electricity, all will be in trouble, eh? We got another call on the line, Mr. Producer. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Call, how you doing?
Hello?
Mr. Burley.
Hey, what's up, brother?
This is Mr. Angel calling. I said, I'm going to try to appreciate them who's defend me at the end of the day.
Okay.
Because they're starting to see me for who I is. Well, I'm going to give you some understanding, Burley.
All right, my brother.
We talking logic.
Okay.
We ain't talking feelings. So let's get out our feelings, right?
Okay.
I provide opinion. My opinion, based on my experience, my brother, I'm going to tell you this. I've been studying portable power, solar, renewable energy from 2010.
Okay.
When I was a little man. I used to pay and fly a consultant over to teach me solar when I was in my 20s, my brother.
Okay.
Okay? The portable solar generator, and I took it to the government in 2013, my brother.
Uh-huh.
When nobody was talking about no portable solar generator, because I wanted to assemble portable generators for distribution globally for countries would have power issues. Not knowing our country would have power issues. Listen to what I just tell you.
I'm listening.
Assemble solar generators in the Bahamas for mass distribution globally. And the way I was going to do it was we was going to train young men to assemble these and allow them to set up businesses online so they could sell them direct to the global market, my brother.
Uh-huh.
The government denied me.
Okay.
Now, I wasn't into the EVs, you know, but I started to understand what's going on. I started to myself do my own research. So I put together a question to the nation. Could it be the EVs? Okay. Not saying that it is the EVs, but we're talking about added demand, and what do they bring? I said to the business owners of the EVs, why didn't your business plan, which I do, I write business plan for a living, Mr. Burley,
okay.
One of the best.
Okay.
So when I approach the market, I approach it from the eyes of writing a business plan. So when I did my soil analysis, because right now I'm trying to start a renewable energy business. That's okay. How I learned that no renewable energy installer, okay, who does standalone systems, talks about how to dispose pilot panels, government buildings, and we have not had a discussion about disposing these panels and the risk that they have on the environment if they're not properly disposed of.
Okay.
Okay, nobody talking about hundreds of problem. Okay? I brought the attention with the EVs because I understand. The lady said 250. Do you know, when you multiply it by 12 months, do you know how much power is required to run just 2,500 EVs once a month? with exceeding power, with north power exceeding 250 kilowatts per hour, over 2,000 EVs. Calculate that per year. That's how much extra power BPL have to provide on top of legacy issues. So I'm not saying that they don't have the issues, but BPL and BTC is not to blame for legacy issues. The ministers who get the budgets and cabinets and they debate these things and pass these budgets, and they are the ones who did not invest the money because they allocate the money to airwaves or why. The leaders of the country and those ministers responsible for BPL before the lady Jobet, they have the answer to us.
I agree with you, but I hear you. I hear what you're saying, and fine. Let me ask you this. Let me throw this at you though. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's more of a and they may get mad at me, but too bad. An administrative problem because we got two big hotel bill opposite the office of the prime minister. We got buildings, all kind of big buildings building. Are we sitting? Is BP, how much power is this going to need? What do we have? What do we have to upgrade to meet
That's
this?
That's what was supposed to happen.
Uh huh.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. If EVs is a new industry, renewable energy is a new industry, but not renewable because renewable is all about providing power to the grid.
Mm-hmm.
EVs is a new industry. Anybody know if you're doing your business plan writing, you're supposed to have your information to determine all issues that could potentially happen in your SWOT analysis. That's why it's called strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. That's why you have a need and impact assessment. That's why you have environment, a impact assessment.
Yes.
It's just unfortunate they took their knowledge on what their opinions was and say, you know what, this thing have no issues on the grid.
Okay.
Years later, on top of not maintaining, now we recognize that there could be. All I'm saying to the EV companies and the government and BPL is, do your homework and do your research and bring the facts.
Amen.
Okay.
I got to cut you because it's 1 o'clock and I got to go to break and the producer gave me all kind of things. But I appreciate your call. Thanks, Angela. I appreciate your call. Call us. Don't go anywhere. If not, call me right back after the news. This is Pearly here on Guardian Radio with Z Live 96.9 FM. We can take a break, get the news. We'll be right back to continue this conversation. See you in a minute.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. Together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. Can't complain, this is your show.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef, topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun. Classic style. Big flavor. Big protein. Big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money. Only at Burger King Nassau.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced assists with coordinating travel and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's global medicine program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Z Live here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is your boy Pearly in the house. Call, I coming to you right now. Don't go nowhere. Let me just get a couple of texts in quickly. Pearly, EV adoption in Barbados is far ahead of the Bahamas. Electric and hybrid vehicles, 90% of all new vehicle sales in Barbados, with pure EVs at 19%, up from 3% in 2023. In contrast, Barbados doesn't experience anything like New Providence current BPL BGC crisis. No mass load shedding events this summer. No utility publicly begging customers to conserve despite carrying the region's highest EV penetration on the grid. Similar scale. That's interesting. Good evening, Per. Good evening. Good afternoon. I'm sick and tired of us as Bahamians being blamed for everything that is wrong. When you look at the amount of tourists, expats, work permits, tourist visas, and scores of unregulated communities that the government doesn't know about, not to mention the electric cars and other things that is consuming electricity, I would be the fool to just blame the ordinary. I don't see never blaming ordinary Bahamians. I really don't see that. I think we're just talking how best we could all throw in, chip in, help out, to help us get through this crisis we're going through right now. So if you got two rooms on and you out in the front room watching TV, why have the AC on in the bedrooms? Turn them off and turn them on later. What you say, caller? What you
Hello.
Say? Hey, I can hear you, Sparky. What's up?
Good afternoon, Purdy. How you doing?
I'm good, my brother. What's up?
Well, first of all, I was out in the yard doing some stuff, and I didn't hear what your topic is, because you know whenever I call in, if I'm not on topic, you push the button.
We're talking.
See, the thing is, I don't know the difference between open line.
Okay, let me tell you
and
what you're talking
your
about.
Your team, because when you got your guests on, I understand. I got to respond to topic. I understand your topic.
Amen.
But when you say open line, I expect that I should be able to say something openly, as long as I don't disrespect, use any foul language, and down degrade anybody.
Okay, hear me now.
I should be able to say what I want to say openly.
Hear me now. I do. I came on with open line. We are, most of the conversation is about BPL, electric vehicles.
Your volume is very low.
Turn yours up. The most of this conversation is about BPL, electric vehicles, and conserving energy. But if you want to say something else, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead, my brother.
I got 30 seconds. Now, when you say turn up the phone, you got to remember we're dealing with Guardian, we're dealing with Alive, we're dealing with Batelco, we buy these things.
Yes.
And we can't just turn them up when they want it, though.
Understood.
They turn your TV off when they want it, although we got a credit, we don't owe them nothing.
Talk to me, Sparky. What you want to talk about?
What I want to talk about is from 6 o'clock every day, from 6 o'clock every evening, for years and in memorials, we've been talking about politics. But the same thing over and over. Can we ever talk about anything about, like, helping the Bahamians to help farming and growing our own things and doing things to help us grow the Commonwealth? Do we have to talk about politics and BC every day from 6 to 8? We can't talk about nothing else. Have a good day.
Now, you see, Sparky, you know what? I'm just going to say woosah, and I can leave that one right there because I could easily say some things. But I hear your point, but majority rules. Caller on the air, how you doing? Caller, are you there or are you going to run and leave me?
No.
Okay,
no,
talk to me.
All right, then.
All right, then. What's happening?
Anyway, now you have an indicator of who the members of the status quo are, okay?
I listen. Anyway, behave.
Anyway.
Don't get me in trouble, okay?
When you have a normal household, right? And you don't have an electric vehicle, right?
Okay.
You have a kind of even rate, okay? When you include an EV vehicle to your household,
It increases your annual consumption between 33% and 50%.
I don't agree with that. I've talked to some people who have EVs, and they tell me they haven't seen that growth, that larger growth in their home. I mean, maybe that's your opinion, and I respect that. But I have spoken to a couple of owners.
No. I sent you something on the situation in Barbados. Okay?
Now, you sent me a whole book. I couldn't read the whole book, but I tried to read most of it.
Yeah. But if you look at that carefully, right?
Uh-huh.
They had implemented some drastic infrastructural changes.
Yes.
Before this thing started to happen.
They made some adjustments to account for what was coming.
Yeah. See, you know.
But they do have power failures though. And I have a friend who's in Barbados right now, and they posted, here I think I was ducking BPL lights turning off, and I come in Barbados and the lights off. So they do have power failures.
What got my attention on the EV, right?
Uh-huh.
Is, you know, I traveled two streets, right?
Okay.
And in less than 6 months, I saw two or three EV companies up and running. Car companies up and running.
Okay.
You know, and I say, boy, so like this, all these cars coming from.
Well, there are two electric vehicles. Two I know of, yes.
Three.
All right. I know major, two. Okay. All right.
Big things, you know. But see, I don't think BPL anticipated that kind of expansion. You know, our people, our problem is we like new things.
Oh, we like things. We pay like EV, things. We copy. Now, these copycats.
EV now for a whole bunch of us is the new status symbol.
Okay.
You know, guys who can't afford EV got EV.
Well, I can't afford one, and I don't have one. So let's.
Can't afford the EV. I can't afford the light bill.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Do we think that BPL or BGC, whichever, has to should do a forensic, but I'd say do an audit of the electric needs in the country, so that they have a clear indication of how much power they need to generate to distribute? Have they done that? Is that something that needs to be done? We know that hotel billing.
They don't have to do that.
I think they do. I personally think they do.
Okay. Everything that is built in this country, right?
Uh-huh.
Has to have a building permit. So, you know, you have to apply for your electricity also.
Okay.
They already know. See, our problem, as always, is we don't like to maintain our infrastructure.
Well, I could give you stories from places I've been where I get cussed out from staff because I, as a manager, I was making noise and say, "Where's the maintenance program?
We wait till it breaks down
to fix.
And the bridge in Andres, you know, ideal example.
Yes.
A bridge breaking down?
Yeah.
No, we got some and I think, you know, the role of these consultants in these ministries, I mean, their bill is what, $131 million a year?
Yeah. They need to do their job. And you consult, you need to consult and give advice on what needs to be done and what needs to be fixed.
Yes.
Not just make it a position because you helped me campaign and win.
And most of them guys driving around in the EV.
Oh, yeah. But I personally think that there needs to be some kind of... See, you got... I be trying to put the blame on EVs. And I think I personally think it's more blame on all these buildings, all these big complexes are being built. Everywhere you look, there's something being built. If you drive around the corner, you come back next week, a whole building up. I trying to figure out, are we doing proper assessment of the electrical needs? We know we have 10 kilowatts. I'm just using it as 10 kilowatts. We need that every month. But now, 3 more big buildings being built. Another 2 buildings down here. Another 2 buildings out east. Another 2 buildings out west. We need 15. And where we can find the 15?
And most of our problems in terms of
of like allergies, right, are happening where? The Southwest Nassau.
Yeah, out west, yeah.
Or like West Nassau, yeah. Where all of the construction is happening.
And Freddy, and east as well, but more so, I mean, when I have the BPL east. App on my phone, and I see every time I look, it's Carmichael Road, is out west, is out west. Yes. I see that. And that's where a lot of the construction is going on. You're right.
Yes.
But I got a couple I got a couple more callers. Thanks for calling, my brother. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
We got another caller here. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Hi, good brother.
What's up, my brother?
Good, man. You know, everybody complaining with the EV cars, right?
Uh-huh.
The EV cars is operated by a converter, right? And the converter doesn't burn hardly no electricity, right? See, I think the problem is successive governments, right, increase on the grid. All they did is just build buildings, right? Cable Beach, Paradise Island, ODs, right? But they didn't focus on building the grid.
That's what I've been trying to say. All this construction going on, I mean, maybe we're not taking up the needs, how much power we'll need to run all these buildings.
Yes. Right. I read up on the EV cars. That's the best way to go.
Okay.
Because you don't have no maintenance, hardly no maintenance on the cars, right? You don't have no engine. The car is run on a converter.
Yep.
Right.
Now I hope people don't believe. I really hope people don't believe. The car is burning electricity off BPL while they're driving. That only time. I hope people don't think like that. That's being facetious. But
yeah,
I you know, it's and yeah, I just hope people.
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying, brother. I appreciate that. Let me take these other.
All right.
Let me read a couple of texts quick before caller don't go anywhere. Just hold on 1 second. So Pearly, here this is a question now. So Pearly, is KFC the only chicken restaurant in the country? And if they can't keep up with the demands by the public for fried chicken, how to get on the radio and tell people stop eating so much chicken? You can't blame the people for using their electricity according to their individual needs. We know that KFC needs to step up its game. And that's a concern I have. The staff at BGC does not have the experience to get the job done. As a result, get rid of BGC and go back to BPL and get someone like the former GM, Peter Battle, to manage BPL. Interesting. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, my brother?
I'm right here, brother. What's up?
Listen, when any business, house, or establishment apply for a building permit,
uh-huh,
or submit any kind of documents to Ministry of Works or whoever to build something, those drawings have to go to BPL.
Okay.
And BPL will determine how much energy, how much power that building would use. So
okay.
BPL knows exactly what is used from each building in the Bahamas.
So it's not a structural problem. It's an administrative problem, you're saying?
No, it's not an administrative nor a structural problem, nor is it a generation problem.
What's the problem?
BPL can produce the generation. BPL is creating the generation.
Okay.
The problem is BPL can't distribute it. BPL can't get the power to the house because the line's blowing up and the transformer's blowing up. So it's not an issue.
So it is an administrative problem, because if you know that you have the generation and you can, you should adjust and increase the capacity of the line.
It's not the issue. It's not the issue of adjusting. The issue is that the equipment is failing. Adjustment, they probably made the necessary adjustment. That's why the equipment's failing. Because by them making the adjustment, they transferring the energy from one sector to another sector. They overloading that system, and the system failing.
So again, going back to administration. They ain't planning properly.
It's not just a matter of planning. It goes again back to you overloading the system, and it goes back to maintenance. You're not maintaining your system. So that's why your system can't take the pressure.
I so love how you helping me out. So again, it goes back to lousy administration, because you know the problem. You don't think they know the problem?
Yeah, they know the problem.
Okay, then.
But the only thing is they're not telling the people what the problem is.
Here we get somewhere.
And that's all it is. They know exactly what's happening, where it's happening. They know when it will happen.
Okay.
Think about this. The minister said that, okay, we tested the system. Are we ready for the summer? How can you test your system for summer readiness and you ain't put load on it? So what you test?
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I think these EV companies, I think these EV owners, they should file a class action suit against the government, against BPL, because the government incentivize people to buy EV cars. They give them lower duty rates.
Yeah.
They give them lower license and registration fees.
Well, and,
they
incentivize and the government cars going to EV, yeah.
The government cars, BPL cars. Now you can turn right back around and say EV is putting a strain on the system. In other words, you're telling me don't buy no EV car because it's putting a strain on the system.
I hear you, brother.
So it's not a generation problem. BPL is equipped to deal with the power that the customers in Nassau need. The problem is because of the system, it can't distribute the power. It can't get the power to the house.
I got you.
That's the problem.
Okay.
They're making the power. They just can't get it out.
They got to fix that.
And that's where the problem lies. All this because, you know, why is the transformer blowing? Why is the line blowing?
Yeah.
Lack of maintenance and when you put too much pressure on it.
Yeah, pressure, but it's like pressure.
You jump in your car and you floored straight from one end of the island to the next end. What you think gonna happen? You do it every day, your foot straight to the gas.
You could blow your engine.
Eventually you're gonna blow the engine up.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
I got you. Thank you, brother.
Anyway,
I appreciate the call. I appreciate it so much. Good. We got another caller coming now, but hold on, caller. I can come to you right now. Give me a second. Good day, Brother Pearly. Brother Hanchel is excellent concerning this power issue and solutions. The ministers who had these funds for infrastructure development and those they chose to control the boards and the Bahamian people are faced with crisis after crisis. How can the Bahamas have a better future? Yes, we can do better. Today, stand up now and hold their feet to the fire. Amen, amen, I say. Tell BPL, BGC, stop making stupid excuses and fix Texas, y'all trying to... If I got to look at these before I read this, you know, because y'all cost me get sent home. Good day, Pearly. The dry line of Bahama Rock in Freeport pulls more power than the whole of Nassau. Okay. I have no clue what you're talking about there. That went way over my head. Callie, you're on the air. How you doing?
Pearly, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, my brother. What you saying?
Boy, right here. I'm really enjoying this conversation. I'm enjoying really the knowledge and really the constructive comments made by the callers into the show today.
I appreciate them. I appreciate you, brother.
Pearly, let me put it to you like this. Now that we all know that we have these issues with this current electrical grid that we use in New Providence, in fact, we're seeing the failures all across the Bahamas now.
Uh-huh.
But New Providence in particular, where the majority of the population resides.
Yes.
For the projects that's going now and future projects to come that is going to put a major strain or additional strain on the current infrastructure that we have,
mm-hmm.
Where are those conversations at this particular point?
That's the question I'm asking. What are we doing with that? There's the office of the prime minister right now. How are we taking that? Okay. How much energy that's going to take?
Okay. So now here is where I'm going with this conversation now. I remember back in 2015. In fact, before 2015, when the new Bahama project was coming up out of the ground and being constructed.
Yeah.
I recall vividly that there was a conversation where Bahama was supposed to be off the grid. They had planned their own electrical plant. And the electrical plant that they had planned, if my memory serves me correctly, was supposed to be over on that little key opposite Bahama.
Bahamara
where
key?
They were to run their own lines from that key. They had to power the entire project. And for some reason, you know, we don't know why that did not happen. But, you know, let me look at it at the end of the day, and I'm going to be very deliberate when I say this.
Okay.
Because it seems as if there's a certain level of greed in this country where they want everybody on this electrical grid, where the certain persons are receiving the funding and receiving these monies.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh.
But yet, we have a failing system or a failed system that is not really being able to pull the weight or the demand that the Bahamian populace really needs at this time. Secondly, we do reside in New Providence proper. And if these persons, yes, let's say, for instance, they're getting married, start their own families, they're moving out of the house, they're constructing their own homes, and so on and so forth. Don't you think that they're going to need electricity from the grid?
Yes.
Isn't that an added burden to the grid?
Yes.
So where are the technocrats and where are the engineers and everyone sitting around the table right now who will analyze for the next 10 years at the rate that we're going and the amount of persons we see coming into the country to reside or our population explored with additional people? Where is the analysis being done that by X year we're going to need another, what, 300 megawatts? 500 megawatts.
Whatever.
In order to keep the grid going. And my last point here is, saying that we have all this conversation about the transmission and distribution side of this whole debacle. Where is the conversation concerning that?
Yes.
We are not hearing anything as Bahamians. And we are at the point now where we are sick and tired of this attitude that persons are taking as if we are dumb, illiterate, we don't know what's going on, and this need to know. This need to know needs to be pushed out into the ocean and really allow the Bahamian people to know who may have certain bits of knowledge can help to build the new grid that we need, the new transmission and distribution. It shouldn't always be foreigners. We have the knowledge right here.
Point.
Why aren't they utilizing us to that level?
Amen.
But anyway, Billy, I'll clear the lines and let somebody else call in. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate that. Oh, you brought back when he said that I cleared the line, let somebody else call in. That muff roll used to say that every time. Boy, you got another caller here? Caller on the air. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening, Billy?
Hey, brother, what's happening?
Grammy boy.
Hey, Grammy boy. How you feeling today?
The Grammy boy. I am really frustrated with the amount of deception that our technocrats are leading the Bahamian people down this rabbit hole.
Freedom of
lies and deception.
Let's pass. Let's get the freedom of information out there, and then this would stop, eh?
But what we need to do is educate our people. Okay, take Barbados. They used the name Barbados this morning. Has the basic similar apparatus in their country.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Barbados?
No, I have not. I have not.
Well, you to spin around 360 in Nassau, Barbados is the same
I've
thing.
I've been told, yes. My ex is
just bigger than Nassau,
yeah.
But it's basically the same thing. So okay. If the grid works there properly, why do you think it ain't working there? You know why? Because of both parties. There are two factions in this country. Jeff was fiddling around it, and a lot of your callers, but they got to pull it together. There are two factions. There's the white oligarchs, and then there's the rich black oligarchs.
Oh, boy.
And they've been at one another throat, the FNM, and then they want to switch this. And then when the PLP come in, they want to switch that. The other day, when Mr. Davis and his Kruger's administration got in, it was the problem with minutes and the generators, or they ordered the wrong generators. All of a sudden, that argument has been forgotten, you know.
No, I somebody brought it up to me the other day, but go ahead.
But if you go back to Minnis, those brought in the new generators, as well as rich oligarch on the PLP side, had two generators down there generating extra power. So that means the FNM brought in 300 megawatts of power, 20 megawatts of power over what we needed. Now, we are nothing really new since then. If they say in 4,000 EVs is causing this problem, then we might as well unplug all of our cell phones from out our house, because the EVs and them, they work on the same basis as your cell phone. The cell phones don't draw AC. You plug the apparatus DC trickle power to charge your batteries. That is what the EV goes on. So your electricity is already coming to your house.
Yeah.
All you do is you take the plug out your EV, plug it into the battery side, plug it into the AC side, and then the apparatus in the EV takes 0.2 volts to charge the batteries. That's why the batteries take between 7 and 16 hours to charge. It's not a grab-hog charge. So that, what they feed the Bahamian people, is a lie. That is a lie. But now, Jeff was on it. Jeff Inc. said, I can say it outright, Lucas.
Okay.
Where is that? There you go. The oligarch faction that makes its money from fossil, the use of fossil fuels in this country. Everybody know who it is. they first had a problem with Mr. Leslie Miller when he wanted to bring LNG. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
See, because they wasn't dabbling in, they old-fashioned, they wasn't dabbling in LNG. So they rolled their own out. Leslie Miller rolls him over the court.
Yeah.
But now, fast forward to today. The younger PLPs, or younger politicians, I'm going to say politicians, they bring their technical, they something like Elon Musk. These dudes do things up in the sky. They ain't into no fossil fuels. They into solar and wind and
LNG.
Exactly. Yeah. So these new young fellas introducing the new technology into this country, just like Barbados, where they ain't got no problem. But all of a sudden, there's a problem with 4,000 EV, a drop in the bucket. You know why? I can use myself as an example. Since I stopped using electric, I mean, gasoline vehicles 3+ years ago, really, I haven't spent a dollar on oil, mechanic, or gasoline. So what that mean to the fellow who owned Rubis where I used to go? What would that mean for him?
Okay. Less money.
He ain't getting that money from me no more. And if the EVs multiply, what that mean to the old who is hell-bent on fossil fuel? What that mean for his...
There's a dip in the bottom.
He ain't getting that money no more.
Buddy boy owns the equipment. His colleague owns the EV company, don't?
Exactly.
So that's big fighting.
I don't want the Bahamian listeners to put their head. This ain't got nothing to do with... Yeah, we need some maintenance on equipment, but it running today, eh? Everybody power on today, eh?
Well, no, there's some people off. I just saw one thing come up. I think Michael's...
Well, we're still working on it. But this is a theme game. And what's this fight? If they don't fix this fight can get worse between them younger set and them older set,
That's
the bottom line. It's a money thing. You'll take that from Grammy Boy.
Thank you, Grammy Boy.
All right.
Take care of yourself, my brother. Let's take our voice break, Mr. Producer. This is Pearlie. We're on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Z Live. I'm filling in for Zhivago today. We'll be right back.
Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
It may be hot outside, but you can stay cool knowing BOB is backing your summer plans. That's because summer starts with Bank of the Bahamas.
Whether you're paying school fees, planning home improvements, or taking a much-needed vacation, BOB offers the lowest consumer loan rate in the country, and we will beat any rate offered by 1%.
So don't sweat the small stuff. Let BOB help you take care of business so you can get to summer fun. Apply for your BOB summer loan today.
BOB, your bank of solutions.
Wendy's is spicing things up this summer with the new jalapeno ranch topped with spicy jalapenos, creamy ranch sauce, melted cheese, and fresh toppings for the perfect balance of cool and spicy. Every bite brings bold flavor that keeps you coming back for more. Turn up the flavor with the new jalapeno ranch cheeseburger at Wendy's today. Available for a limited time only.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Oh.
Welcome back. Welcome back here to Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9. A couple of texts quick. I blame PM Davis and his sidekick Colby Davis. If they wanted cooperation from the public, they should not have negotiated this deal in the dark. With cute statements on in the House of Assembly about not being ready to share information, if they want buy-in, they need to make the public a part of the planning. The young man is still failing to understand that EV are minor issues in the scale of things. It's like asking people to say if they use a dishwasher. Two new washhouses with dryers running nonstop would surpass EV usage. The fact that BEC could express shock that the usage increased 18% in 2026 is itself alarming. How is it they always talking about AI but didn't know ahead of time? Next text. Says good day. I think what are you saying? Yeah. Oh, I think all the Bahamian public need to invest into solar and force BPL to get it right. There's no need for BPL to still be using fossil fuels when we have options, for example, sea current from in the back of Arawak Key, which is very strong enough to charge, and solar. Why is there any? Okay, I didn't even know in the back. That was just a little current because we used to ride the tour from the back of Arawak Key all the way to ground of Goodman's Bay. Don't tell my mommy that. Help me understand this. My light bill this month was $232, and someone is always home, and there is a fan and fridge on at all times. But my sister and her kids were all away for the summer. She just came back and find her new bill at $589 when only her fridge was left on while she was away. And before she left, she paid her entire bill to zero. So how do you explain this process to someone? That's a very good question. And I've heard it said more than once. And as a matter of fact, I saw the little Sawyer Boy joke about that today. Hey, Pearly, I know you was pissed when the Red Sox sweep the Dodgers. I don't like nothing in Boston. I talk in Chicago. I be talking sports text, though. Good afternoon, Pearly. With the power going out every day in Eleuther, Valentine's Resort and Marina is expanding. A mega resort is planned for Old Club Med site in Governor's Harbor. They must be building their own power plant. Good day, and if you is a Bahamian, BPL would rob you. These people looking for a creative industry to keep all us broke. They almost burned down a whole funeral home with a big old transformer burning in public. We will smell and look bad because of BPL. Caller, you are on the air. How are you doing today?
Hey, Pearly, how are you?
Thank God for life.
Great. Great show.
Thank you.
Look, I think we have more than just a BPL problem. Because running parallel with BPL is the road traffic problem, which is causing a lot of road rage.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
This all speaks to a lack of proper urban planning and development.
Okay.
And that is a serious thing, not only for Nassau, but we should also be having programs in place for urban planning and development for the Family Islands, because that's where the growth is likely to take place.
And we have the example in place at Freeport, which is a planned city.
Absolutely. So there's no excuse here in Nassau for what is happening. Because like I said, just as bad as the electricity is the traffic congestion.
It is.
It's very serious. We're developing new subdivisions with no considerations for road usage, ingress and egress. At the same time, we're not planning for the increase in demand for kilowatts. There's no excuse for where we are on both administrations at fault. And we need a long-range plan now, because we hardly have anybody in urban planning and development, any skilled people. This is a critical area that's needed in our country.
It is.
All right? Because one or two individuals and one or a couple of architects may have some experience in urban planning and development. But this is serious, and I think that is the crux of the problem. So it's wider than just BPL. It's just gross incompetence. Over the years, and political appointments is also what's affecting it, because we're not going with the brightest and the best.
No, we're not. We're going, oh, you campaign with me, you help me over, you won't go. Oh, you won't go BPL, okay, because then
just hold on a minute, because you see, certain things opposed to Trump are political affiliation, and when you start talking about things that has a national
importance and impacts on the country and the community, you've got to go with the brightest and the best.
Yes, you do. But okay. when they find the brightest and the best, you have people make noise and get mad because that person may not be PLP. And how you can put them in a place because you are here putting these people.
Well, what I'm trying to get to, we got to grow up.
Yes, we do.
If we want to alleviate these types of problems, because we have got the whole country to develop, not just Nassau.
Yes.
Okay, and we've got to start looking and doing long-range planning, all right, and starting to depopulate Nassau. Okay, we've got all these people that's overseas. We now need new vision, new leaders,
yes,
new leadership.
Yes, we do.
To be able to take us into the next 100 years, man. Okay?
I agree, and that's
the problem. You know, so I would urge those the lawmakers to sit around the table, bring the people around the table, and let's get
bring the experts.
Planning.
These lawmakers, need to stop acting like they know what's going on, and bring the experts to do the jobs.
Exactly, and also too, there's a caller, one or two callers before, who indicated that his electric bill is higher. They must understand that they perhaps might have leakage.
Okay.
Electricity do leak.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Just like a faucet leak. So I would employ those people to have an audit done, an electrical audit done, which would indicate to whether or not they could have massive leaks in the house. Because a lot of these homes that have been hooked up by unskilled, qualified electricity.
Unlicensed. Call, okay. I think, seriously, the BPL needs to have an audit, a whole countrywide audit, and let's look at what electricity we need, what we're doing, and how we're going to plan for 2036.
If that is practical, that is what is needed to be done. But individuals can start now having their own electrical audits.
Amen.
Right? I will just hang up and listen to what you have to say, but great show.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate you. Good day, Pearly. None of the issues we face are new. PMH, BPL roads, etc. The problem is corruption. That is why so much money is being spent for so long, and this is where we are. And everything said for each crisis is damage control and spend to keep the narrative talking instead of thinking. The FNM and the PLP are responsible for where we are, and now that we have shown we don't want better after this election is gone, it is what it is. CEO, I feeling that was coming next. Okay. Pearly, let's see how you said. Pearly, you would be shocked to... Oh, another text coming. When the text coming, just go over what I read, and I'll be like, okay. It says, Pearly, you would be shocked to see who's dealing with the LNG project. Another PLP crony from Freeport. Her name is company name. I don't understand that. But don't care about us, only about their pockets. They make connections for their own Southern can eat on the back of once they deal is finished. Texter, you got to... Grammar is an issue in this country. Oh, boy. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Hey, great. How you doing?
Hey, right there, my brother. What you saying?
Well, how the current, how the electricity doing to you? Is it better off in Seabreeze or where you is now in Chippenham?
Actually, better in Chippenham. I don't go off as bad as I go off in Seabreeze because I talk to my ex-wife a lot and she said, the power off again. But it don't go off like that so much so in Chippenham where I'm at. Thank God.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, right, because... People fail to realize, right, or fail to remember, right, that this is not a new problem we have, you know.
No.
It's been going on.
Yeah.
I'm 49 years of age now, right? Okay. I could recall that we was having this problem when the water was yellow.
Yes, I remember that.
You remember when the water used to come and look like this?
Yeah, I remember it to be yellow, yeah. I remember it to be bad water.
We used to have a problem from then, so this isn't a new problem we have. And the only thing is, right, is it's gotten worse because of population growth. And the second thing I want to make a note on, right, a lot of people don't realize, right, that they want to depopulate Nassau, right, to carry the people in the Outer Islands, right, but it's pros and cons with moving population. Sometimes the cons outweigh the pros. The cons is that pollution, right, crime, and overdevelopment. You can imagine us people in Nassau carry all our bad habits over there in Lutra.
I know
Think
what you
about
mean.
It.
I know
people
what you mean.
Cube getting thief. Someone else getting break in. Someone pissing in the water. All garbage all over the place. You can imagine garbage all over.
I try to imagine, and it looks just too beautiful for that to happen.
All right, then. I don't want to. The point is, I don't want us people in Nassau go across there. Keep the crab in the crab in.
Bye, caller. All right. Bye, caller. Call you on the air. How you doing?
I'm good. Hold on. Let me turn my radio down.
Okay. You know, I can spank you for that. I tell you from before you call me to turn the radio down. You can get spanked.
Listen, tell me. Think back to any of the parties talking about our problems with electricity and what they were going to do.
Both parties had something to say, and particularly the PLP had Joe Beckobe with commercial saying we've gotten a long way, we're there, we're ready, blah, blah. They did not go into the detail that we are in the talk show, no, but they did. Both mentioned stuff about electricity, and in the manifesto, the FNM did have a plan.
But when I think back, I heard more, and it was more direct and much stronger about free breakfast, about $200 for every single mother, about
not every single mother. But I know what you're saying. Go ahead.
Right. But and getting like so much money every year, and this is every party. Nobody now. They just blew up. And then people wonder why people didn't vote. You're not hearing the things that are going to enhance your country in a positive way and dealing with the issues that we're really concerned about. And even now, it appears to me, yes, you're beating up the PLP. Yes, it's a problem. But I would love to hear from FNMs and COI alike, what is the solution? Because honestly, I don't know much about electricity. But show me that you, whatever solution you had going into election, what you were going to do.
I'm not going to try to defend the opposition, but I do remember Pintar talking about, A, that the PLP did ignore the hedge that they were doing to keep the cost down. And they did talk about, they did over the last 4 years, Pintar, I got to give him the credit. Mm-hmm. He has been on the government's case about BPL consistently. From the hedge fund to other to bringing in the secret deal, well, not giving us enough information on this deal with Pike, he give him his credit. Now he has been running and getting on the government about that, asking for questioning them, asking for them to give us facts, and didn't get it. And the government kept ignoring them. I could probably, if do some research, could pull up the questions on the third Wednesday in every month, which is opposition question day, where he put questions to the government and they ignored it, where the minister's not ready to answer that question. I'll get back to you. So I can't let you beat him up. Any wrong, I can tell him you're wrong, but this time he did fight for that.
We don't want him to be quiet right now.
We don't.
We need him to remind us.
Yes.
This is not the time to be quiet.
I agree with you.
Because this is a situation, and we want the important situations in our country that we're dealing with to know that, hey, you know, somebody said that he is amazing in his constituency, and I think
Marco said, he's fantastic.
I want him to be that kind of prime minister.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be hard, but all that excellence that he takes to them, bring it to us. And not to say that he is not. But sometimes, if you're quiet, it's just not that evident with a nation.
I hear you loud.
That's my two cents.
Okay, running out of time. I got to take these couple callers before we go. Colleague, we're going to take the producer in charge here. He in charge. We're going to take a quick break right now. This is Pearly filling in for Shivago Lang here on Z Live, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Call us. Don't go nowhere. We can get to you. We just can take a quick break.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. Nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
At Starbase, loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Back to school just got easier at Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store on Mackey Street. We've got school shirts with official embroidered logos for R.M. Bailey, S.C. McPherson, A.F. Adderley, Kingsway, Queens College, L.W. Young, and many more. From shirts and blouses to jumpers, skirts, shorts, and pants, we've got uniforms for almost every school in the Bahamas. So, skip the stress and shop at Carey's today. Call us at 393-0758 or 817-0758. That's Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, but back to school shopping is a breeze.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Z Live, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Pearly. Callie on the air. How you doing?
All right. Did somebody call in about rusty water?
Somebody said, do we remember back in the day when we had rusty water?
Well,
when the water was yellow. Okay.
Okay, because I live off in the lane.
Okay.
And I had to put a tank to catch the water that comes from the government.
Uh-huh.
And before I use it.
Have you spoken to Water and Sewage about that?
Wait, let me tell you something. I called in on that topic, right?
Uh-huh.
And a certain fellow who I will not name told me, you know, ain't nothing wrong with rusty water.
You mean that water and sewage?
No. Guardian Radio.
I've
got her stuff recorded in my phone.
Okay.
Okay. See, this is a two-edged sword, you know. All that stuff we having up at the hospital, you know, and all the kidney stuff. You know, I think folks are hurting on both ends in this country. You know, some people can't afford to have filtered water. And they got to drink what they got. You know, but anyway, that's another conversation altogether. But, you know,
I appreciate that.
I just felt the need to get that in there.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Let's take this last call, Mr. Producer. No? Last caller? Callie on there. How you doing?
Yeah, Pearly. Good afternoon. How you doing? I was trying to get in. I don't know. The calls keep dropping. But I just wanted to say this, right? The callers were calling. Some of them are giving out a little disinformation. So I don't know if all of them are electricians. They went to school for or they have experience in it. But firstly, the total generation by BPL, the last time they said 160 million megawatts, right? So then the generation capacity is 80% of whatever they say. But let's go with what they say, 160 million megawatts, right? Then the lady said that I think the EVs was about 2.5 million megawatts. So that would represent 1.5% of the total generation, right?
Okay.
A generator never gives out 100% capacity. So you have to subtract 20%, okay? And then out of 160 million megawatts, you would get 666,666. Volts, right? I mean, amps. You see what I'm saying? You'll get that in amps. So then you turn around and use the same information that the gentleman is saying about BPL not having problems generating. But the problem is, he needs to show the data for that. You can't say you don't have problems generating when you don't have the total, which in the panels on your house, they would have ampacity. Also, the fact that you have the generation, but you would see where you would see where it's lacking, and he's talking about being overloaded. But you think companies, I worked in a hotel, they have equipment cost millions of dollars. BPL, a big-time company, they have protective devices, circuit breakers, fuses. They have protective devices to protect their equipment. So you can't just say they're overloading because there are systems to shut down in case that happens, hence the load shedding, et cetera, et cetera.
Trippy.
So he needs to show the data on that. And so as it relates to the EV, I'll say that again. And everyone should have a choice. The EVs, as I see all the carbon soot on plants, you go and look at the palm trees, you see the black suits. What do you
see?
That's carbon going in and coming out. So I can't be against the people in for EVs. If they want it, you see what I'm saying? But I just saying that it represents 1.5% of the total generation.
Thank
and you.
You
must subtract 20% of all. I have a generator. It's a 10,000 watt.
Okay.
I have to subtract 20 from that if I want to load up the whole house. You see what I'm saying? These are facts. It has nothing to do with me. This is Ohm's law, not my law. Give thanks.
Amen. We read these couple of texts before we go. Greeting. It's unfortunate that every year this electrical supply issue is a problem. Some of us talk about it on the talk shows, and for the most part, it's just casual conversation with no corrective measures from BEC-BPL. Sadly, this most likely will continue. If they are unable to maintain the roads, should they be expected to maintain BPL? I expect them to maintain both. This is common sense. Anything that uses electricity, including EVs, put a load on the system. The problem is due to poor management, average infrastructure, and increased demand. We should celebrate Hubert Ingham, on whose shoulder this play PM faking Ingham. Ingham has cleaned up the water lines, brought talk radio, and made the best Bahamas free from corruption. Happy birthday, Papa. That was yesterday, his birthday. Pretty, BPL is presently conducting mass disconnection exercises at this time. Encourage persons to check if there is an outage in their area, if it's really a disconnection by BPL. Good day, Pretty. Great to hear you on the radio, but I'm a little annoyed. Why are we still making everything political? The election is behind us. What happened then happened. Let's move forward together for the sake of this country. I understand. Some people don't support the government party. That's understandable. But right now, we need the country to succeed. Right now, we need them to do their job, what they were elected to do. Pearly, when Mr. Pindar quiet, it's a problem. When he starts to make noise, it's still a problem for these folks. I could pull up all the files. And the last text I'm reading is, Carmichael still have rusty water. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm so happy Chivago called me and asked me to fill in today. It is good to be here with you today. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the text. Thank you for the compliments. Thank you for the criticisms. I appreciate it so much. This has been Zion FM. See you in a bit.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together.